Let's dive right in and get to our guest analyst. He's lucky that he has Friday mornings. I don't know why he keeps getting these big days, but after yesterday and then this morning, we've got some news out. Let's bring on Craig Blanos. He's the co-founder and CEO of the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Craig, thanks for being on.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Great to be with you. I'm taking this while traveling, so I don't have a terminal in front of me. Did we get the PCE for March coming in yet?
I'm trying to do it on my phone. Yeah, it came in month over month, came in as expected, 0.3. So,
okay. And year over year, 2.7 or 2.8?
Year over year, 2.7 from 2.6 expectation, so.
Okay, we're going to be okay then. That's what that means. We're going to be okay. I mean, all eyes are clearly on the Fed. The PCE, the personal consumption expenditure, everybody knows it is the data point. It is the Fed's preferred method of inflation. And after getting a couple of hot prints and other things, I got to be sincere. I was worried because if we would have put up a number this morning of 2.8 or higher, that's an outcome that I would have called ugly in air quotes. I'm happy that that's not what we're dealing with going into a Friday.
Yeah, well, that's not the core. That's just a regular one. So for some reason, my phone's not updating the core, but it's right in there. Well, you got to say you should still. Well, I think it's interesting. I mean, yesterday's GDP, that was a surprise, and that was a big surprise.
Well, we've had some big pops and big drops in the last four quarters of reports, haven't we? And certainly I wasn't impressed and I wasn't doing cartwheels over the U.S. economy when I saw that come across the tape this week. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a crash in spending, really, is what I saw from that. I mean, we have the consumer spending was down as well as government spending. And I've been saying for a long time on my show that the consumer has been emulating the government, just spending like there's no tomorrow. And maybe, just maybe, we're slowly but surely getting to the end of that road. I don't know. Just one number, like everybody's going to say, isn't going to be policy for the rest of your life. But we're going to have to keep an eye on it now, because if we are slowing, and that does not surprise me at all, I feel like that's the case, but the numbers haven't been saying it, and we do have steady to slightly increasing inflation, that is not good.
No, that would be an absolutely terrible place to be. And then we start getting into, you know, I don't want to even start talking about the outcomes that we could have. But I am still optimistic, Scott. I have to say this yet again. A lot of people on the street right now, I'm talking traders, not investors, are kind of wishing for, you know, bad news, right? I mean, people are looking for some economic data points.
So they can cut rates.
So they can cut rates, but that would be a short-term pop that would end up in longer-term drops. I mean, if you want to know what I want a recipe where we get less fiscal stimulus, because that's creating a lot of the inflation. There's no doubt the fiscal stimulus, the spending from Congress, is combating the monetary policy efforts that the Fed are doing. And I want this economy to continue to grow. I don't want to put a recession back on the table. Right now, it doesn't feel like one where I work. It doesn't look like one where I live. When I talk to clients in 41 states, they all have the same attitude, even though everybody knows how tough it is on 123 Main Street. It's really tough for those who do heavier equipment leasing, think farming, because the embedded cost of rates. But I just want an economy that's continuing to grow, that'll support earnings. That's the recipe long-term for everyone's 401k to turn it into a 501k. I don't want to be thinking all of a sudden that bad news is good. That's not sustainable.
Right. So I do have core PCE month over month was 0.3 as expected. Core year over year, though, was 2.8 versus 2.6, and just the regular price, the PCE price index, was 2.7 versus 2.6. So we'll see how Wall Street reads that.
That's kind of a print that makes you go, meh. Right? What is it?
Right.
Like in between.
I just made that sound. Of, meh. Yeah.
Well,
but sometimes they throw
one way or the other.
Well, sometimes they throw their toys out of the pram over a tenth of a percent, you know, and it's like, what? It's absolutely crazy. But
if you focus on earnings, hey, Alphabet, which is Google, came through with a pop Microsoft came through with a pop. I was getting a little nervous after Meta laying an egg.
That's going to be supportive. That'll be supportive.
That is definitely accretive. So it's been a bit of a mixed earnings bag. I mean, obviously, it's all going to
look at you accretive. I haven't heard the word accrete since my Series 7 test about 10 years ago.
Oh, please, come on, right? I mean, oh, man, I just had flashbacks to calculating original issue discount on Muni. But, I mean, Scott, all of us were blessed with great moms in our life. You had one, I had one, too. And we played an awful lot of Scrabble and Boggle where you had to get the right word scores. So that's where the language and diction comes from. Shout out to my mom. But, no, I think if investors really put their head down, honestly, pay attention to the rebalancing protocols here because everybody is too long in the tooth on the technology side. I'm screaming still that healthcare is going to continue to trade well. Energy is going to continue to trade well. And remember when energy made up like 7-8% of the S&P composite? Mm-hmm. Now it's 3-4. Guys, take some of those technology profits, let's rotate them through, get to a more balanced ingredient weight, and I think the future looks bright. I'm not saying you got to wear shades, but it looks bright.
All right, that's good enough for me. Appreciate you coming on. Friday mornings is the Craig Bolanos hour almost. Thanks for being on, Craig. Have a great weekend. Hope all's well with you and your family. We're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more right after this.